9 is the time, and we are inside the Great Movies LowerPrices.com interview lounge.
That we are.
And we have some wonderful guests here. Let's turn all the microphones on here. From the CPCA, yes. Rachel, and newly executive director anointed over here, Jess.
Yes! What's up, Jess? Hi.
Right. Jess said yes.
Yes, I did. Yep.
Answer the dress.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, I did. And yes to the dress.
Kleinfeld's did me well over there too.
A lot of big things happened for you this year.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a big year.
When's your wedding?
November 14th at the Grandview. Teaser for later too.
Wow, that's awesome. But Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse is here. Peace is here. The golden retriever yellow lab mix, and chomping down.
Madam VP of Sales Ava is giving him some blueberries.
Oh, blueberries. He's a blueberry.
He likes blueberries.
He likes blueberries. Yes. Yeah. So, Jess, I didn't know this. So, just for our longtime listeners, you know, and if you're new to the show here and to us, thanks for being here. I didn't realize Peace is the dog that, especially like when children are come to the agency, whatever, just to help alleviate the stress and to being in that situation.
Yes.
Peace is a great tool as a dog.
Yeah,
comfort tool. I didn't know he lives with you, right?
He does live with me. He belongs to the agency, right. But yes, he comes home with me. I've had him for just over 3 years now, and he comes home with me, and I foster a coworker. Yep.
I love that. Now, do you have any other animals at the house?
Nope, just Peace. He is the king of our household over there.
I love that. When you said his name, he cocked his head over like, "That's me,
he
man."
Listens.
That's right. Yeah, but now he found a friend with Ava.
I know he's distracted. Is that food gets him?
Food, just like just like all us guys, you know, it's like the way to our heart through our stomach.
Very
you know,
so. Food motivated, that boy.
So, yes. Tell us, are we celebrating you? What else is going on?
Yeah, right? I have recently accepted the position of executive director at the CPCA, but it was perfect timing for April to tee us up into Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yeah, it's huge.
We have so much going on in April, all the time, past April, but April is our month to shine. We have so much going on.
For folks listening, tell us briefly what the CPCA does. And for me, the people who don't maybe want to learn a little bit more, maybe not aware that it's a resource that's here.
Absolutely, yes. It's a resource to more than just kids, to community members, adults. So we are the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the CPCA, a nonprofit right here in Poughkeepsie. And we have community-based trainings. We are out in the schools teaching kids how to keep their body safe and to use their assertive voice and recognize those red flags. We have trainings for mandated reporters, non-mandated reporters, so any adults who want to learn the signs of abuse and how to respond if a child discloses. With Child Abuse Prevention Month, we're rolling out a few more trainings, which is so great. We also have our Crisis Intervention Center, the Child Advocacy Center. So when something does happen, a child has a safe space to come and speak about, not the so fun things. We provide that safe space. That's where Peace really shines and welcomes the families in and makes them feel comfortable, and they come in and meet with CPS and law enforcement and advocates all in one space. So that is our Child Advocacy Center and our personal supportive parenting program. So we do also have a parenting program right out of the CPCA, really intensive 6-month program, but a really great resource for parents. It's case management, home visits, supervised visitation. Looking for a lot of expansion in our programs this year too.
That's cool.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
Rachel, come over here real quick. Yeah. Rachel, I thought you. Well, let me put you a little shorter. What's your role? Your official title now?
Yeah, Senior Director of Development.
Okay, and you were dubbing as both for a while, and it got a little too much. I'm with you. I know that happens here. And everything that Jess just rattled off, I think you had a great choice here as her for executive director.
Absolutely, we're having so much fun.
Yeah,
she's got a great vision for the organization, great leadership, and. Yeah, we make a great team.
You know, that's what you see here, and if you start going down the line of all the great organizations that we're blessed to have in this Hudson Valley, Grace Smith House, a lot of the agencies work together, the Family Services,
Outreach.
You start to really go down the line there, and it's all filled with passionate, energetic, positive people dealing with not so positive, not so fun things to deal with. But, you need people, like strong people like you ladies are strong. And you, go ahead.
But they put a twist on things to make it less scary, more fun, and fun ways to raise money for these organizations right here in the Hudson Valley.
Number one. And number two, education. Try to teach all of us, you know, as parents, as caregivers, to, you know, everyone, you know, is a human being. They think, they live, they breathe. You got to make sure they're safe. And that's what all this is about, too, is about, you know, education, too. So next month, right, is
Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Tell us a little bit. What else is that? You got activities planned?
As Jessica said, we've got so many activities. And we're rolling out some really new stuff. It starts off with April 1st, right? Yes. Because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Okay.
And April 1st is Go Blue Day.
Yay!
It is on April Fool's Day, but child abuse is no laughing matter. But we want to see a sea of blue on April 1st so people can wear their blue, their teams, take photos, selfies, post it, tag us. We really want to see that blue.
So April Fool's Day is April Blues Day.
Blues Day.
Okay. Blues I love that. Day. I didn't think of that tagline.
I won't charge you for that. That's a free one. That's on the house. That's on the house. There you go.
Yeah. And then following that, everybody's favorite, Restaurant Week. And
yes,
Restaurant Week runs April 13th through the 19th. It's a Monday through Sunday. And we've got so many great restaurants. Lola's, Giacomo's, Gino's, Sugar and Spice, Kelly's Bakery, Red Line Diner. So many.
They always come through. I love that. Yeah, they always.
Yes. So the calendar is available. People can post it on their refrigerator and plot out the week of where they're going to have lunch and dinner. And it's just a really easy, fun way to help kids.
Because the
restaurants are donating. So you order your great meal and the restaurants will donate back to the kids.
We did that with on the 25th for Special Olympics with Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Yeah, they did. So similar. Yeah, you're going to get the food and the places you love to go eat. And a portion helps out these.
Exactly.
Cool,
and there's so much choice here. There's so many to choose
from.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's there
and
available.
And that's on your website?
It is on the website.
Okay, beautiful.
And
which
then,
is?
Yes. TheCPCA.org.
Yeah, you got to put the in front of it.
Yes.
TheCPCA. I learned that. So, yes, very good. Yeah. And what else? I mean, that's the
we
big
thing. So what's new?
Okay.
New this year is we just rolled out a parent toolkit.
Very nice.
So I'm a parent of three. Uh-huh. We wanted to make sure that there are resources. This is a downloadable, real toolkit that they can use to decipher what's the difference between abuse and discipline, how to spot child abuse, and really cool activities you can do with your kids to develop a stronger connection.
Okay.
So that's right there.
That's
also
cool.
On that website. And I just saw Jessica. She ordered it yesterday. We have a really cool apparel shop.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I should
have
some of my new swag.
I know. I shouldn't even call it apparel shop because you can get puzzles and candles, basically almost any item you can think of that would be in a gift shop.
Yeah.
A lot of it has Pieces face on it.
That's okay.
Well, that's even better.
I'm not mad at that.
Not mad at all.
Exactly. So there's puzzles that kids can do of piece and put together. So lots of fun things right on our apparel shop. That's also there available. We've launched it ready for Child Abuse Prevention Month on our website.
Okay. Very cool. And we have time.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I see you pointing.
All right. It's radio. Rachel, you got to say it. Pointing, it doesn't help. You got to tell. Yeah, I got
to this then all comes together with the ultimate celebration. We have about 400 people who come together for our Champions Against Child Abuse Gala. That's
awesome.
Also at the Grand View. Yes.
Oh,
so thank
you. I see
you.
The
You're
connection now.
Jess, do my wedding. I'll bring the
great place. People can come and learn more also about Jess and the team and the great work that we're doing to protect kids. That is May 28th.
Okay.
Thursday,
we'll
May 28th.
Sure, yeah, we'll post it on the website.
We'll get that all set up for you.
Awesome.
Great.
Yay.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of things going on.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for stopping by. Again,
thecpca.org.
And, of course, everything we do is at q92hv.com/connect. And congrats again, Jess. That's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you very much for having us.
Pete is chilling like a villain. He's maxing like Michael Jackson. That's what he's doing.
He's
going to
stay here all day. We'll babysit.
Yeah, he has a face for TV, not a voice for radio.
That's right. That's okay. We'll take that.